Beloved radio friends, we greet you once more in the ever-precious and worthy name of the blessed Lord Jesus. We read the Word of God today in our chapter of the book of the Revelation, chapter 21, beginning at verse 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We continue reading and meditating upon the glory of the bride, the Lamb's wife, the future glory of the church. And John has told us much by the Spirit regarding the beauty and the glory of God displayed in that coming bride. We now would mention that at the end of verse 21, the Spirit of God wrote concerning the street of the city that it was of pure gold, as it were transparent glass. O my beloved, we found the gates externally were gates of beauty, gates of pearl. But the internal beauty of the city, as John looked into it, the street of the city was pure gold and transparent glass. Oh, may I remind my fellow believers, we shall tread and walk upon an eternal street that perfectly corresponds to the glory of God and His divine righteousness, pure gold. Thank God our feet shall never be defiled in walking there, for we shall walk forever where the transparent truth of God will be known in perfect clearness. Hallelujah for such a prospect. And in the 22nd verse, we see the holiness of that city. We shall always be in the immediate presence of God. For John says, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Upon the earth, a temple is often used for an approach to some deity. But may we state, the words of our text declare, there will no temple be needed in that yonder city. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Oh, may I emphasize, my fellow believers, we shall be forever in the immediate presence of God. We shall need no approach. We shall be where He is, and He will be with us. And no temple shall ever be needed. In verse 23, we have the illumination of that city. It needs no light from the sun nor of the moon to shine within it. For inside the city we shall always worship. But there's no borrowed light. There's no secondary light there. The glory of God shines in the face of Jesus Christ and shall be ours to enjoy forever. With perfect illumination of these precious truths we shall have revealed to us, we shall thus walk in the light of His glory. What light that will be that radiates from the face of Jesus Christ. May I remind you of the transfiguration scene? When on the Mount of Transfiguration, the face of the Savior did shine brighter than the sun. My beloved, you and I who are saved by His grace shall indeed walk in light transcendent, more than we can at this time be able to comprehend. And the illumination of the city, both literally, best of all spiritually, will be yours and mine to enjoy in eternal fullness. And then beginning at verse 24 through 27, we have the testimony of that city. For that city will have a testimony. The testimony will be shining toward the world beneath. For we read, the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Yes, from the glory of that city above, we look down toward the earth, and we have a testimony to give. The nations of the earth will acknowledge that the heavens do rule, and they will bring their glory and honor to that city through the medium of the earthly city below. But there will be a divine testimony. Let me read on. As the kings of the earth will bring their glory and honor, not into it, properly translated, unto it. For as you read the scriptures of truth, it is declared that in that millennial day, that upon the earth, the nations, the kings of the nations, the people of the nations, will bring their worship, their honor, their glory to the earthly city of Jerusalem, and honor the city of the great king. And in so doing, they will honor the city of glory that shines down from the heavens above on the millennial earth below. But oh, the joy to know, the gates of that city shall never be shut, and all by day, for there shall be no night there. What a joy to recognize the gates of that city shall never close, for darkness will never settle there. Thank God for such a place. My, it makes me long, my fellow listener. It makes me long to know, will you really be there? Have you any desire to be there? For God would desire that you enjoy the glory and the blessing of that city. For in that time, there will be no night in that city ever darken the street and darken the place. For the gate shall never be shut, and darkness shall never settle there. And the honor of the nations and the glory of the nations will be manifested as they bring their honor to the city upon the millennial scene below. And then note, the exclusive occupants of the city. In the last verse, we are told first, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie. My beloved, may I state very frankly as well as happily, there shall never be anyone of mankind who will ever be able to spoil the glory and the beauty of that city. My beloved, there's never been anything upon the earth, though it may have begun with blessing and with glory, but what it has been spoiled by man. Man has spoiled everything in this scene below. The sin of man's heart has been manifested to bring destruction and to spoil the face of the earth again and again. But there shall in no wise enter into that city anything that defileth, nor whatsoever worketh an abomination, or whatever maketh a lie. My beloved, may I point out, man can never spoil the glory of that city, not only that, neither can the lie of Satan ever come into that place to spoil that blessed new creation. You know who came into the Garden of Eden. And it was the serpent coming with the lie that deceived Eve and brought the fall of mankind. But with what joy we know from the scripture before us, nothing can ever defile the city. But God specially emphasizes those who alone will occupy the city. They which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. My beloved, again, we come to the crux of this whole chapter. And that is, how can you and I get there? How can we, who are sinners by nature and practice, get into a city of endless joy and delight and sinless purity that shines and radiates throughout the ages with the glory of God? only by having our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, the title The Lamb predominates the book of the Revelation, and it is a title belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. And he is the sacrificial Lamb who died upon the cross of Calvary for your sins and for mine. And you and I must have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the meaning of it implies this. Those who enter the city are those who have come to this blessed Lamb of God. They have brought their sins to him to be washed white in his precious blood. Their soul cleansed from the defilement of sin. Their sin taketh away. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19, "Ye know ye were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Now, beloved, let's get it clear. This is important, and this particular scripture is very important as we come to the application of it. The entrance into the city depends whether you and I have come to Christ, the Son of God, who is the Lamb of God, who is the Lamb of God, shed his blood upon the cross of Calvary. For we are not redeemed with such things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. My beloved, I do not ask, and I will not ask, what church membership your name may be written on. I ask more pointedly, is your name written in the book of life in heaven? The moment you will come as a sinner to the Savior, your name will be written there as you trust that Savior and acknowledge, "Thy blood alone, Lord Jesus, can cleanse my soul." May God help you to trust the Savior now and be in the glory of that city. Shall we pray? Father, we commend to thy divine and eternal blessing the truth of thy precious word to the glory of our Savior and the salvation of sinners. Amen.